Welcome to 10 Frames Per Second, a podcast about photojournalism by photojournalists, but for everyone. With your hosts, Joe Giordano and Molly Roberts. New episodes drop every Tuesday on 10fps.net or anywhere you get your podcasts. You can also catch back episodes on WLOI.org, as all episodes are recorded and produced at WLOI Loyola Radio in Maryland.
Welcome back to 10 Frames Per Second. We are creeping towards our 100th episode, which I cannot believe. I'm flying solo today. My awesome co-host, Molly, is basking in the sun, hopefully, in Portugal for a couple of weeks. So I'm taking this one. We trade off. Sometimes when I'm gone, Molly takes over. And when she's gone, I take over. So it's true co-hosting duties. We have a fantastic guest today and a very important guest, I think, for our listeners and photojournalists that are out there. I want to welcome to the podcast Carrie Wagner. She's a documentary photographer, filmmaker, and educator based in New York City. She currently serves as the president of the National Press Photographers Association, is a two-time International Reporting Project Fellow, where she reported on gender-based violence in Papua New Guinea for the New York Times, and on women balancing their Islamic faith with modernity in Indonesia for PRI's The World. With the humanitarian organization CARE, she produced the award-winning campaign Letters of Hope, that connected World War II refugees with Syrian refugees. Her cinematography on the feature documentary, The Long Night, brought attention to domestic minor sex trafficking, and the film won first place from MPPA, World Press Photo, and POI. Carrie spent 10 years as a newspaper staff photojournalist in California and Florida. She traveled nationally as a Nikon school instructor for 2 years. Yay, Nikon. Teaches documentary workshops at IF Academy in Italy and coaches WKU's Mountain Workshops. Wow. That's a lot. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Joe. It's great to be here. And yes, Shout out to Molly.
So I guess we're going to kick it off with congratulations on being this year's president of National Press Photographers Association.
Thank you.
Full disclosure, I'm a member.
Great.
And we will put a membership link in the show notes on the website so people can go right there and join. If you're not a member, it has a lot of great benefits, so check it out. What made you decide to take on the role or run for president of the organization?
Well, I have been asked to be involved. So sometimes it's people ask of certain things. I was asked to run for board, and then I became the regional chair for New York, and then I became the regional chair's representative, and it kind of snowballed out of control, the volunteerism. But once you're involved, I mean, I think you really, you get to see an organization, you believe in it. And if you're able to, I mean, that's part of it. And you have the time and you have the energy. It's really good to continue to be a part and give back. So that's sort of what happened this last year is I ran and somehow the board voted me in, and here I am, and I'm doing my best to keep the ship afloat and also to make great things for our membership.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on a very successful Northern Short course. I think everybody was very pleased with the speakers and the awards. So why is MPPA important?
Well, I think any and all organizations that protect visual journalists and their right to tell stories are very important today. I mean, we have just so much protection and needs out there, including education. We have a code of ethics that is very strong that we go by that people can learn from. We have lawyers that are available to talk to you at any hour. We also are really pushing a lot more for freelancers. We've had for a long time a cost of business calculator and educational tools, and we have a mentorship program. So in addition to the Northern Short course and other great, we have news video workshop coming up, great workshops in person. We have a lot of tools online that can educate you and can protect you, and you can stay up with the industry, but also be inspired. So I think it's just important for anyone to be part of an organization that is there for you and has your best interests at heart.
Awesome. What do you hope to, as you're there 1 year, 10 years, right, as president?
It's a 1 year. So Marie de Jesus, she actually served for 2 years. And then after that, you become the past president. So you're still on board. And so it's a minimum, I guess, of a 2 year, and it's all volunteer, by the way, Joe.
Of course,
this is not, although, you know, if anyone wants to throw money our way, we will accept it. We have a donate button now on the new website, but it's a volunteer position. So it's as long as you're able to serve, but it is a year. So that's not a whole lot of time to do things, but we are quite busy and engaged. We have monthly meetings with our executive committee. We have a board, and we also have a lot of events going on, and we're always in communication. So a lot can happen in a year, as we all know, but also, you know, it's hard to achieve everything you would want.
So what is the, what would the Wagner era look like? What did you run on? What do you hope to achieve in the position as president?
You know, really bringing people into the fold, hoping to create more community. We're coming out of a really tough era after COVID. So it's important for us to have that community going. And like I said, continuing to protect people and provide a lot of resources. So we do have a new website. So it's a lot of let's let you know what we're doing, tell us what you want us to do, and really engage. So I hope for a lot more engagement this year in whatever way is possible, so that we can provide people who are freelancers full time with the resources, education, and for them to feel like, oh, I'm running my business well. I know what's going on in the industry. I'm learning more about AI. We have little things like, you know, how do I shoot the eclipse? We've got all kinds of different resources, including a podcast, The Visual Voice, like yours, where I think people can really stay engaged, even if you're far around the world or you feel a little isolated. That's what we want people to feel, is that this is a community for them.
Mm-hmm. One thing I think, because I'm glad you brought the podcast up, because one thing I'd like to see next year, if, you know, there's a, I always say if for anything, if there's a Northern Short course, is maybe our two booths, I mean, separate, of course, but doing live podcasts from Northern Short course with like either the speakers or the reps or something like that. It's something Molly and I have discussed doing. I think because for some reason I've covered CPAC and I've covered the Democrat and Republican conventions, and there's always like these right wing podcasters, right, have a booth there and they're broadcasting like live from these events, and I never seem to see that kind of like, you know, on the other side. I think it'd be awesome if we had like if we could do that next year, have like two booths in both of the podcasts, because we'll put a link to the MPPA's podcast also in our show notes. Well, where is that available? Is it on regular platforms?
I think it's on Apple. Let's see. It's on MPPA, and then I think it's on Apple Podcasts.
Oh, cool.
But I'd have to see where that is.
Yeah.
That's a great idea, Joe. And you are a member, so we will make it happen. That's the joy of MPPAs. If you're a member, like, yeah, I love when people come and they have complaints of things we can do better. But we also need solutions and ideas. It's not just one thing to say, oh, I didn't like this. It's like, well, what do you want to do about it? This is here for you too. And right. You can be a volunteer, be part of it, or come up with ideas. Right. I mean, we're here to uplift the work we do. So any way we can do that in this modern world with a lot of different technologies is great. And there's so much more collaboration now than there was in the past. I mean, we're not a place where every single newspaper in the country has, you know, 20, 30 staff members and everyone's a, you know, NPPA member. So there is going to be a lot more collaboration, I think, in, you know, going forward. So, but I love your podcast idea. That sounds great. So let's get that going.
It'd be awesome. So let's talk about the future. I mean, what are some of the challenges facing photojournalists, documentary photographers, news photographers that NPPA can, you know, help out with or give guidance to? For instance, you know, when we had Michelle on, who organizes Northern Short Course, we had her on a few episodes ago. And, you know, she noticed a shift in participation from the course, from, you know, emerging photographers to mid-career, later career photographers who may have lost a job at a newspaper, things like that. So like that demographic is shifting. So what is the landscape look like to you as a president of the association?
Well, it's hard to say in that sense, because it is such a diverse group, and hopefully more diversity will be coming. But one thing I want to say about emerging photographers, I was just thinking about, is you can be in a sense an emerging business owner if you've become freelance or you used to have a staff job. Like, there's so many points in life where you're emerging, right? So you're always needing to educate yourself. And I think that is what's happening. And I think there's often a resistance in our community to new technologies, but it's coming whether we like it or not. So something like AI, and you know, in the past it was things like what happens when a paper goes online and, you know, become digital. So there's always new things to learn, and I think people who have been around long enough understand that we do need to continue to educate. There are still a lot of younger people coming into the fold that may come from other, they might be a content creator, or they might, people have visual literacy today in so many ways because we have all these platforms. So they might be coming in already knowing photography, but not necessarily knowing the ethics or not knowing what it's like to make connections and with news outlets, or, you know, whether they be print published or online magazines. So they want to learn, well, how do I operate in this space? So there's many ways that we are emerging and building skills. And I think we're seeing that coming from a lot of different angles.
How has there been any internal discussion about AI and things like that? Like, I mean, it seems like it's inevitable, right? I mean, no matter what you can do, you can't put the genie back in the bottle or the lightning back in the bottle. Has there been much internal discussion on AI entries and workshops or anything?
Yeah, of course. I mean, AI is something that, you know, I've studied and learned about, and that was over 20 years ago at Berkeley. It's been something that we know is around, and technology is not just incremental. I mean, it's more, I mean, technology by leaps and bounds will be exponentially growing. So we definitely discuss it, definitely thinking of our ethics. We want to be a leader, and that's something we've talked about, a leader in how do we implement, you know, our ethics while also making space for this new technology? One thing, it's simple, is just, do you want to be part of this machine learning? And what if you have a contract that says, yes, I will allow my photos to be part of machine learning, or it says, no, you do not have permission. I mean, you can start stating those things. You can really update. But what are we talking about? Part of it is educating on what does it mean. In terms of content, I mean, we just saw recently that there was a big question. AP said, well, some of the photos that were received from the royal family, well, we noticed that some of these have been changed and touched up. So those are really good conversations to have. You know, does someone have information? And what part of what Adobe is trying to do is say, well, we can track what happened in the past with this image. What did this image look like? So I think it's part of the discussion. I'm not going to say that I am here to stop technology, because I'm not. I think we use these tools all the time. And if you also do video and you video edit, you're using a lot of different tools that can create speech, can create transcripts. I mean, we're using some, you know, a lot of technology, but AI and manipulating photos. I mean, we used to call things photo illustrations, but we'd be very transparent about it. Mm-hmm. So the transparency is important because people need to have faith in what we're doing. I mean, that trust in the images that we create around the world to show some of the most tragic moments and some of the best moments, people need to trust that those are real moments.
Yeah, that's interesting, considering a certain former president was circulating photo AI doctored photos of him with a group of African American women, and it was all over Republican news sites without any attribution or anything like that. So I think, and the thing with the palace, right? That whole, I mean, that seems quaint, right? Compared to, like, you know, oh look, it's a clone stamp shadow. You know, I don't know. I don't even think that was her that did it. My partner and I are both fascinated by this Kate Middleton thing. No reason to be, but, you know, so that's awesome. So what are you looking forward to in photography for the future? Both personally, because you're a working photographer, and as the president, are there anything, you know, anything coming up this year, or, you know, technology-wise, camera-wise, gear-wise, anything, you know, what are you optimistic about with, you know, the coming year in photography?
Well, I'm interested in the statement that Nikon is bought out red. Is Nikon going to start cinema cameras? I love that I take pictures.
And my Nikon mug.
Joe is showing us his Nikon mug.
Yes.
So cheers to you. We'll have a sip of coffee. My mug actually is a friend of mine. She gave this to me. It says one day at a time.
Awesome.
So that's sometimes how it feels, running a business and being NPPA volunteer president.
Yeah. Do you shoot on red? Do you shoot on red cameras?
No, I don't shoot on red cameras. But I do video work. So a cinema camera is so ideal to have, but it's hard to have go between systems. So I've been waiting for Nikon to come out with some sort of cinema option. I'm really excited about continuing to tell stories. I think for me, I love technology, but I'm not, obviously have Nikons, but I'm not wedded to just one thing. I love all the tools we have to communicate. For me, it's talking to people, learning from people. I've done community projects. I've done national and international projects, but I like the idea that communicating can create some sort of change or awareness to what we need. And constantly I'm educated personally when I go and I talk to people, whatever age, whatever background, I learn something. So I am hopeful that we have in this year more people coming in that can bring us stories from different communities, all kinds of places. I think making photography more accessible helps me learn a lot more about our world. But personally, yeah, I get excited about a story that's like, okay, well, we're going to go into this school and I have a school that we've worked with where they're doing social emotional learning with kids and the kids learn how to meditate. And I think, oh my God, like I had no idea that we didn't have this when I was a kid. You know, I have no idea how far we're coming with psychology and our world. I mean, there's a lot of horrible things going on, but there is some really good going on. And it's great to be able to tell that in a more complex way in a story so that someone could be a little bit more immersive and understand what is being taught out there and what are the good things we're doing.
Flip side, what do you dread? What are you worried about in the field of photography that's coming up?
Well, I do worry that people feel a doom and gloom, and I see a lot of stress out there. I think we've been stressed financially. I think it's difficult. We need a lot more financial literacy. So like we have Katie Disserode, she's our treasurer. She's going to be doing a tax webinar on different days coming up for NPPA. I think that people really need to take it into their own hands to protect themselves and to be part of organizations like ours and educate and help others. So I don't enjoy when people sort of try to pit against themselves or find a way to complain that is not helping anyone. And they have a lot of knowledge and they could help other people. So that's always sad for me. But the idea too that, you know, we can be taken advantage of in our work, that is something that is really difficult. And I think if you're not savvy, that can happen easily. And not being able to advocate for our rates and this lack of understanding of how much it does cost to do this work. And of course, like all the layoffs, it's really hard. It's hard to see. I think it's really good to be adaptable. And I always have been. But it's really hard to see when people are not able to be, or they lose, you know, they lose a lot, or they lose their lives trying to go cover something without protections or understanding how to go to war because they think, okay, I'll get work there. That really worries me. So
on the war thing, does NPPA do offer any, like I saw at the short course, there was like a war, how to be, you know, like a safety training, I think. Does NPPA do anything on with the, you know, the would-be war photographers? And I ask this because like last year's Northern Short Course, you know, there was a few Rochester students there that, you know, a couple of them like going to Ukraine, you know, can't wait. You know what I mean? Is there anything that NPPA offers for that genre of photography as far as safety advice, anything like that?
Yeah. So you saw it at Northern Short Course that we had safety training and education, and that's part of programming that we have. We don't have someone on staff that is able to train in that way, but we partner with other places or even post-trauma with Dart Center. I mean, we have a lot of resources we're always posting, so you can reach out. But if that's something that's more needed, you know, let us know and we'll see what we can do. But it's not in-house in that way, but there's definitely resources. And say you're covering, you know, a lot of domestic stuff. And we have our lawyers on hand that can step in if you feel that, you know, something has happened where your, you know, rights have been, or you've been injured. You know, we're able to direct you to places.
It's probably one of the most volatile election years in the recent history. So you might be, your phones might be ringing off the hook, as it were.
I know.
Around the conventions. The conventions are coming up, you know, this summer. Let's shift gears a little bit. Are you working on anything in the coming year that you'd want to discuss? Projects, books? You know, what's up with Carrie Wagner, the documentarian, not the president?
Well, I'm planning this podcast with you for next year at an event, I guess.
Okay,
if we're
that's
committing
done.
To that.
I'm in.
So done. So I have a lot of different clients. I am freelance, so it's a mix of things. Whoever wants to call me, I tend to work on some stories with clients that are deeper dive into, like I said, it's psychology. I do video, photo. I don't have a personal project that I'm working on. I don't work on those as much as I work on client projects. So I often do a community heroes project in my neighborhood of Fort Greene that screens in the park, which I love, where I interview different people who have been deemed heroes in the community. And I get to meet them and talk to them. It's just amazing. And to see people come together and learn about people locally is really great. That one I enjoy. So I'll be flying around. I'll also be teaching Nikon a little bit as well, not for Nikon school, but for some other clients. So yes, I'm being vague, but
that's okay. I mean,
yeah. So
we're in an industry where we really can't talk about what we're working on, right? I mean, if we're working on something on assignment, chances are we can't talk about it. I was just wondering, if you had any big thing you wanted to throw out there, people should be on the lookout for.
Yeah, I would like to be able to do that, but mostly I want people to join up with NPPA and and I'm happy to collaborate on anything. But I'm here. Yeah, I'm not working on a book, but there is a book that I should probably write, but that has nothing to do with photography.
Oh, awesome. So you said about like you know, promoting NPPA. Is there a you guys have a membership goal this year, or what are the goals of the organization in the coming year?
Yeah, definitely more membership. We actually dropped our student price to $25 a year, which is really accessible. And so we're helping, you know, promote a lot of student and the membership that we have. I think it's a great year to join because we have a lot more programming, but also we're working on more social media so you can know what's going on. Like I said, we have webinars, news video workshops coming up. We have women in visual journalism. We're going to have another workshop in the summer, hopefully, that brings together BOP and a lot of NPPA programming. So, and that is also going to be geared toward, like I said, whatever you feel like you need at this time. And elections are coming up, and we do have some, you know, serious training that could be there, but we also are able to bring in a lot of big names. I mean, we had some Eugene Richards. We just have some amazing people in our industry that we have access to. So that is pretty incredible. But goals are definitely, like I said, engagement and seeing what we're doing, going on the website, filling out your find a visual journalist. I don't know if people know that this is a way, you know, this is a way to advertise yourself and connect with people and be out there and find work. And also for editors to know that it's there. This used to be, remember when they had the job bank and it was like the only place where you would find a job. Now we have a lot of different places, but I mean, we still have that as a network. We also have a photo ID that you can get, which is really hard, especially if you don't have your work ID for full time. There's a photo ID that's $20. So that's been really useful for people, even though it's not, you know, it's not going to be an official government ID by any means, but it definitely works to identify you as a working photographer. So I think we just have so much going on in terms of being part of your region and having regional events and communing with people. And regional events are really fun. We had a photo walk in Philly months ago that Meredith Edlow, who's the regional chairs rep, ran, and it was awesome. It was like so many people came together. It was around another workshop, and it was just fun to walk around the streets with other photographers. It's like, instead of, oh, this building was built in this year, it's like, oh, well, this guy tried to take over, you know, the lease, and yeah, then, you know, he couldn't. It's like, you know, the inside stories, just hanging with your people is really nice. So yeah, I want people to feel like they have a place where they can learn and get work and be supported.
Yeah, because it seems that NPPA's kind of filled that space where ASMP used to have. That's the American Society of Men Ponytail Photographers. No,
no.
No, I'm just kidding. It's American Society of Media Photographers. But you don't, I don't see them as much as you seem to be. I mean, not you, but the organization seems to be very good with PR. I see them a lot in my social media feeds, which is how I got the reminder of Northern Short this year, was just from social media. Anything coming up, any events that you want to talk about and maybe trying to get students to come to? Because we're a college radio station, so this is going genuinely out to students on the radio station, and it's put up on all the podcast places, Spotify and stuff. So is there anything you would say, or, you know, to a younger photographer looking to get into the business, and anything coming up that they should keep an eye on?
Yeah, well, go definitely join, since it's $25, or ask someone to sponsor you. They should be look on the lookout for the mentorship program that we have at NPPA, which I'm also a mentor, and that's what I absolutely love. It's been amazing. It's one-on-one. I think it might be in the fall that you can sign up, but you are paired based on a profile that you fill out with a mentor. And if you also want to be a mentor, we need more mentors. Joe, I'm looking at you. And you meet one-on-one monthly, so once a month, and it's really tailored to you and what you need. So that is absolutely amazing. And it's, if you're a member, it's free. It's, I mean, people pay big bucks to have a career advice and a career coach, and you really have someone you could work on actual photos. But I've had people where we work on your business idea and your life and how to integrate photography into that and make it work for you. So I definitely suggest the mentorship program. I, like I said, the Women in Visual Journalism is coming up. Any workshops that you see, we have a raffle coming up. Oh, and the raffle is good. So you could get all kinds of free stuff, which, you know, or you pay a ticket, which is affordable. The raffle is going to be coming up. And that is great. We're always looking to partner with new people. So make sure you know about the discounts if you do have to buy things yourself. We offer different kinds of discounts.
Because that used to be really hard to find on a website. That's not buried anymore, is it? Like the because it used to be like Avis Car Rental, or I remember some of the discounts you would get, but I could never find it.
Go under the resources. So go under resources tab, and you'll see a whole page for discounts. You'll see it's, and there's also student chapters. Okay, so students can be part of chapters. There's a student tab underneath the resources page. And if you go under students, you can find, if you're part of a chapter, there's portfolio reviews. There's the mentorship program. Yeah, right. There's also a Slack channel that students have, for those young people who know what Slack is. Get on the Slack channel. I think there's a lot going on there.
Really, I'm going to get on the Slack channel. Slack, man, I had to get rid of it. I was a photo editor for a newspaper, and I'm like, if you need me, I'll come in, but just text me. This Slack is just, it's nuts.
Yeah, but you know, like if you want to communicate with people, I think the Slack, I don't know, I should go on the Slack channel. Yeah, there's copyright resources, business practices. So if you also look on the website and you go under community, you can see our contest. There's a monthly clip contest for photo and a quarterly clip contest for video. And this is a great way to engage. So it's, if you're not even part of a newspaper and you miss that little bit of competition, the healthy competition, we all have to be respectful and nice. You can be part of these contests, and We also have a new Instagram account for the clips. So you won't see it filled out yet, but we have an Instagram. So we'll be posting a lot of those winners. And that's another really great way to share your work.
Right.
So
definitely.
On the events page, anything. And also just get the newsletter, sign up for the newsletter. I mean, I sound like I'm plugging the whole website, but it is amazing. We did spend a lot of time working on this site and we want to offer more to people. So if you do need help on your taxes or you're doing your taxes, I'd say that's the next quickest thing that's going to be happening is this business webinar. And if you want more types of webinars, we're going to have more business webinars coming up. And if there's more things that students want to see, let us know. But we do have great student chapters. And we had, you saw the students that came to Northern Short Course. They all got to hang out and they went by the pool and had a good time. I don't know what they did, but it seems like they had a great time.
Yeah. They were, it seemed like this, it was pretty fun. I left my feedback.
Okay.
I think if it was closer to DC, I mean, I know it's anonymous, but I put this in my comments. I mean, it was, and it's always an incredible experience. So there was nothing negative in my comments at all. I just noticed last year when they had it and, you know, I think, and you're in New York. I think the photo world like shifted from New York to like DC, right? Because they've all become like political, right? So like, I mean, I follow more Hill photographers than I've ever followed before, you know, and I don't follow that many from like, say that like the New York area, like I would like in the mid 2000s, you know what I mean? Like it just seems the dynamic and where photo world is kind of like shifted towards like DC because of everyone's following politics and things like that. And like last year, you know, the portfolio reviews, there was like a line down the corridor when it was in like outside of DC, you know? So that was my only, you know, I was like, maybe if they considered it, it'd be cool if they do it a little, even Philly'd be closer. Philly'd be actually a pretty good city to have a conference in. I think that's a pretty fun, fun city.
Well, it has moved. So that's definitely a possibility again.
Yay. That'd be awesome. Great. So where, just really, really quickly, where on the resource. Okay. So we have student benefits, right? So where is the, like you can sponsor a student. Where is that on? I'm looking at the website right now and I'm on under student benefits. I'm just curious where that would be to sponsor a student.
So go under, see, we have a new donate tab.
Is it under, oh, donate. Yep. Okay.
I would suggest you donate. I would love to have, we're going to have NPPA day coming up on July 10th. And one of the ideas that I have is that we're able to directly donate for students and have on, this is a whole donate page,
right,
and
right,
we can do different things here. So if there is interest and people want to feel like how donate or donate a professional membership, right, we're able to do that. But if you just donate to the MPPA, we're able to, you know, use those resources. But on here, that's what I would hope for NPPA Day, because it is about growing our membership and creating more access. You know, we want access to all different kinds of people and not just people who can afford to buy a Leica and come into the industry. We need people who, you know, who are really invested in storytelling and talking about their communities or wherever they want to go,
yeah,
and committing to this, you know, to the work. We need to give support. So right, maybe we can do that. Do you think people would have an interest in that?
I think so. I think if it's well promoted, you know, I teach at high school level. I have students and we have a fantastic school newspaper. So we do teach photojournalism on a high school level. But as freshmen in college and they're still taking, like one particular student I had last year, I'd probably definitely sponsor. She's awesome. And she wants to get into photojournalism in documentary full time. She'll be a sophomore next year. I would tell you that. And as far as mentor goes, yeah, I mean, I'd volunteer. One thing I think that would look great for as maybe part of the mentor program, and I do this for friends because I've been a photo editor, but helping people edit their website. I found a lot of people have asked, hey, can you help me edit my website? Because people genuinely don't know, you know, they put every single photo up on their website with all the talent behind NPPA, like people to help other, you know, especially, you know, a lot of the photographers that leave these newspapers after years and years, they don't really have websites because they never needed them. You know,
I didn't have one until 2011, and it was edited by another photographer in a weekend. And then I didn't want to update it forever. And then I got actually help from Mary Vignoles, who does photo editing, who I used to work with, who hired me at the Sun Sentinel in Florida. So I definitely see that need. I need help on something like that. And to change it, some people love going and curating, and other people would rather just do the work like me and move on. But it's so important. I mean, not just your website, but also editing with your Instagram page.
Your Instagram.
Because that now people do look at that and they'll scan through quickly and see, okay, this is, the type of photographer you are. And I haven't updated that either. So that's a really great idea. And I think that's something that just having more peer-to-peer editing or looking at our work, if you don't have an editor, even if you work in a newspaper, you may not have a photo editor who has time to go looking through your takes. Right. So being able to look at our work and think about it will always make us better, but it's easier to have someone else edit and cut down, I guess. So
yeah, definitely.
That's a great idea.
I mean, and as far as mentor goes, I mean, I already teach, I'm a photo history nerd and I teach a lot of that. I've been a photo editor. I love the mentor. I mean, it looks like it's offline. Well, listen, thank you for coming on. I don't keep you for the rest of the day. And congratulations again on being president. And congratulations for a very successful Northern Short. I mean, Eugene Richards was a fantastic guest, right? I mean, that's like a serious get, I miss Katie's talk. I love her, the nature work. Being an icon user, we talked about that and the new lenses and stuff. Anyway, so thanks for coming on. Keep us posted on things. Like, feel free to email Molly and I, and we'll keep getting the word out about any new workshops you guys have on our Instagram page.
And great,
we'll put some of this stuff in the show notes, so that'll be on for our listeners to go on the website and check it out. There'll be links to different MPPA things on there, like especially membership. So.
Yeah, Joe and Molly, thank you so much. And obviously, as you already gave a lot of your great ideas, we're always looking for what people want to do. And if you have complaints, bring them, but bring a solution as well.
This is my plug for it. I as a freelance journalist, it's a fantastic organization, especially the clips, getting your work seen, getting it out there, the possibility of being in, BOP every year. And it's just a very encouraging atmosphere. I think it's very positive. There's so much negativity towards our industry right now. And this is kind of like this little oasis of like, these pictures are awesome and everyone thinks they're awesome. And, there's no trolls or anything like that. So it's kind of great.
Yeah. And that's the way it should be. I mean, really encouraging other people. And I think we can do so much for our industry. And it's important that we do stick together and support each other. And it's okay if you're doing work outside of just, newspaper work too. Like, that's part of it, is how do we survive as a photographer? Right. So I definitely want to look at it in that way, that there's a place for everyone and that we accept you. So it's not just an elite organization, although we want, great people. I mean, this is something that's for our community and coming with respect. So I really respect everyone who does this craft. It's not easy. Especially not today, but also it's so important and it can be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on, and we'll definitely be in touch. Hopefully we'll see you. I think, there's some WPAL stuff coming up in DC, later on in the year. I don't know if you're going to come down for that portfolio review and parties and stuff. Anyway, thanks for being a guest.
That'd be great.
I'll see you soon.
Okay. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Gary. See you.
Okay. Bye.
New episodes drop every Tuesday on 10fps.net or anywhere you get your podcasts. You can also catch back episodes on WLOI.org, as all episodes are recorded and produced at WLOI Loyola Radio in Maryland.